Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The San Bernardino massacre by these two Muslim jihadists illustrate a couple of things to us and should be a wake-up call. Number one, gun control is not going to resolve the situation, especially in one of the states that has the strictest or one of the strictest gun control laws of the other states. And number two, jihadists are right here in our backyard, and we need to take specific action. We need to be aware of the threat. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, President Obama, in his short 15-minute message to the nation from the Oval Office on a Sunday evening during prime time, really didn't give anything new with regards to the war against terror, because he doesn't even understand what the adversary is, and he will not acknowledge the enemy in this case. He cannot use the word, will not use the word, Islamic jihadist or radical Islam or anything that remotely connects Islam to terrorism. And on the other hand, he tries to say that one of the remedies is gun control. And the fact of the matter is, had some of those people been armed in California, had they been carrying a concealed weapon with a concealed weapon permit or whatever, there is no question in my mind that there would have been fewer people massacred. Someone would have pulled out a weapon and stopped those individuals in the midst of their massacre. But because they are in a state in which that is one of the strictest in the country with gun control, and they're working for a government entity, no one apparently had any concealed weapon permit on their person. And so they were relegated with hiding under tables and behind places to secure their own personal safety, but they were not able to defend themselves.
Yeah, Matt, I actually was just read an article in the LA Times from about a year ago that did a ranking of the gun control. California is actually number one. It is the most strict state, has the strictest gun control laws in all 50 states. And it's need to note here as well that Paris, France has banned guns altogether. So this is on the heels of this massive slaughter in Paris. And then, you know, we have news of an Uber driver in Chicago who had a carried concealed permit, and somebody he sees somebody start shooting into a crowd. He gets out and he takes the guy down. No one was killed. The only person that was shot was the guy who was trying to commit mass murder in Chicago. Of course, the mainstream media is not covering this. You had to go to Breitbart.com to find this out. But the point being that President Obama, about 3-4 minutes into his primetime speech from the Oval Office, he finally got to his real point. He was so reticent to even call it terrorism. For the first few days, he was hinting again at workplace violence. But he finally acknowledged terrorism. He wouldn't call it Islamic terrorism, but he finally got to his point, which was, let's not engage in Islamophobia. That's his big point. And to, again, use this as a shameless political platform to try to push his radical gun-grabbing, gun-control policies. And so it's just really shameful. And I always say that political correctness is a barrier to truth and a pathway to tyranny. And today's progressive left displays that more than ever.
And they're putting America and the rest of the world at risk. I mean, this is not just having a faulty ideology, which it is, but the faulty, wrong thinking literally puts America at risk. What President Obama is doing internationally and here at home is placing America at risk. It is ultimately putting people in harm's way. It's certainly doing that in the Middle East. His actions, or frankly inactions, have allowed ISIS to grow. You know, during his 2012 presidential election campaign, he says that al-Qaeda's on the run. Basically, they're done. We've accomplished the objective. When in fact, they knew that they didn't accomplish the objective. They knew that these terrorist cells and groups like ISIS were continuing to gain in their popularity over there and in their influence. And then when ISIS did come on the scene, he called them a JV or junior varsity, kind of a lower level, lower tier organization. Well, the fact of the matter is that this president and weakness that he has displayed puts lives in danger. And so it's no longer just a situation in which you disagree with this person. The fact is, he is putting America at risk. He ought to be impeached from the office. I think in the past, people in Congress would have had more backbone to file articles of impeachment against this individual when he puts our country, our men and women overseas, and other allies at risk of this Islamic jihadist movement that's taking place. We need to have strong, resolute policies, whether it's going into Syria to take out ISIS or whether it's stopping them here, you know, with regards to the Syrian refugees. He's still wanting to bring the Syrian refugees in. Well, they're made up mostly of Islamics. Many of them are, in fact, the majority of them are young males. And guess what? That fits the profile for future terrorists coming into this country when you simply cannot vet them. In fact, in this case, the woman, her address was wrong. And this was somebody who was, quote, vetted by the Obama machine, and her address in her home country was wrong. Now, why would she put a wrong address on her passport application papers? Obviously, because if you gave the right address, and they were able to, if they took the time to do some research, they would have found that she had some terrorist leanings before she even came to the United States.
Well, that's right. And Obama is catastrophically obtuse here, to the point that he has putting American lives at risk. He said this the other day, we're not at war with Islam. And therein lies the problem, Matt, because Islam is most definitely at war with us. And when we can't even admit that there is an enemy or recognize who the enemy is, then how are we expected to be successful and defend ourselves? We can't be. Now, of course, we have to say, yes, there are a percentage of Muslims who do not follow the Quran closely, who are peaceful and peace-loving, but they're not Orthodox Muslims. ISIS represents Orthodox Islam. They're followers of Muhammad, and Muhammad was clear that you either kill, you enslave, you convert, or you kill the infidel. That's Christians, that's Jews. And that is what practicing Muslims, Orthodox Muslims, do. And these two in California weren't crazy people. They were just devout Muslims. So when you can't even admit that it's called Islamic terrorism, then, you know, that doesn't bode well for the future in the war on terror and protecting the American people.
Yeah, and Saeed apparently memorized the Quran. I mean, that's a pretty devout Muslim. That's not somebody who's Muslim culturally, a Muslim occasionally. This is someone who took Islam very seriously, and he memorized the Quran. And, you know, the fact of the matter is also is that, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center for people like Pam Geller or others, Frank Gaffney, who will point out the threats from Islam, they will call them Islamophobes. And they don't classify these kinds of outbursts as hate groups, but instead they'll classify those that are pro-family, pro-life as hate groups. This is the bankrupt leftist, secularist ideology and philosophy is hurting, literally placing America and placing our allies at risk. We need to take affirmative action. When we speak in a weak fashion like the president does, or even when we speak and try to make it appear that we're strong, but our actions don't follow those words, it emboldens these radical Islamic jihadists to do greater exploits that ultimately result in carnage against innocent people. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can go to our online store and order a number of different items there. We have there on our Patriots Handbook series, a series of pocket-sized handbooks. One of them deals with the Second Amendment. It's a great little booklet about the history of the Second Amendment, and it's also a great document to give you reasons why the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is part of our Constitution. Also, we have a Patriot's Handbook on Islam and Islamic extremism, Islamic jihadism. All of that's there, plus one on Israel as well, why we should support Israel. Plus, we have many other documents and books and pamphlets as part of not only the Patriot's Handbook, but also other information for you as well. Go to our online store at lc.org. Remember, any gift to Liberty Counsel between now and December 31st will be doubled. So go to lc.org today.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.